Yesterday saw the Holy Father in the Palestinian territories for Mass in Bethlehem's Manger Square, followed by visits with the Palestinian authorities and tours of the Caritas Neonatal Hospital facility and the Aida refugee camp. Sean Patrick Lovett is with the Holy Father in the Holy Land and has this report.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Remember that soothing, sentimental Christmas carol they taught you as a child? Well, forget it. There's nothing soothing or sentimental left in the town where Christ was born. There's anger, yes, and resentment, and frustration, but we'll get to that in a minute. It's not even little. It's a sprawling hodgepodge of look-alike, box-shaped buildings huddling against one another on two uneven hills where nothing green seems capable of growing. You get to Bethlehem from Jerusalem, along a rock-strewn road that winds through a valley of timeless olive groves. Just when you risk getting all sentimental and spiritual, you turn a corner, and there it is. No, not the town, the wall. In 2002, Israel began constructing an 8-meter-high concrete barrier. The Berlin Wall was only half that height, around the Palestinian territories in response to repeated terrorist attacks inside Israel. In 2004, the International Court of Justice ruled that the wall was illegal and ordered it to be dismantled. It's still there, and it's growing. The separation wall, or apartheid wall, as it's called in reference to South Africa's racist regime, not only divides one village from another, but water supplies, fields, and families. Nearly 100 military checkpoints and over 500 roadblocks control every single man, woman, and child going in or out of the occupied territories. Hold-ups can take so long that pregnant women on their way to hospital have been known to give birth at the checkpoint. To speak about an economy in tatters is to make the understatement of the year. There is no economy. Israel controls 82% of West Bank water supplies, forcing Bethlehem to buy back its own water and still risk regular water cuts, especially in summer when the dried-out town swelters while children in nearby Jewish settlements play happily under the garden hose pipe. Heard enough? Actually, I've only just begun. The Pope certainly heard enough. He heard about the arbitrary arrests, the imprisonments, the deaths, the harassments and humiliations. He heard how the Palestinian people feel forgotten, abandoned, unimportant in the face of a world that, quite frankly, has other things on its mind. And that's precisely why his visit to Bethlehem was so important. I know it sounds banal to use the word hope in a situation as desperate as this one, but in the end, hope is all they have. And the presence and words of the Pope helped revitalize that hope. The message was loud and clear. Someone cares. The Church hasn't forgotten them, and God will certainly never abandon them. And believe it or not, that message is enough to keep them going for a little while longer. Don't touch that dial. With the Pope in the Holy Land, I am Sean Patrick Lovett.